to looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 24th of June, 2026. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And I will kick off with 150 years ago, Narrow Escape. On Friday evening last, as Mr. Foggy was returning home about 8 o'clock, he heard someone moaning under the South Power Bridge. He procured a light and, on going down the slippery embankment, found a drunken man in the river. Fortunately, the river was not running strong, otherwise he would have been drowned.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Wild days back then.
Very wild days. One of my ancestors died. I think it was him that died, or did he find someone that had passed out drunk and fallen down an embankment and broke their neck? So,
In Ballarat.
Another one died. This is an actual ancestor, and he died falling off the horse while drunk.
Yes. Possibly that's what happened to Justin's great-grandfather
as well. I think it was a bit more common than we realised.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
100 years ago, hospital maternity block. The Hutchinson Hospital maternity block will require a great deal of monetary assistance, and the Gawler ladies are desirous of furnishing this addition with this end in view. Many snowball afternoon teas are being held, euchre and bridge parties enjoyed, and this week a fine ball was held in St George's Hall.
No, they were good at fundraising. They had plenty of experience during World War One.
They did.
And they did. Yeah. Like, just so much fundraising in Gawler during World War One, so they'd just be carrying on at that stage.
Well, they had it all, the infrastructure and the impetus, so might as well keep it going.
Yes. Nice to be raising money for something that was bringing in life for a change as well. So, 50 years ago, $55 jackpot. The Greyhound Club jackpot is worth $55 for Monday night's meeting at Princes Park, Gawler. Okay, that's not exactly a huge jackpot, is it? And that's the story.
That's the story.
That's it. That's the story. Short and sweet, that one.
Well, okay, now I've got another long one.
Yeah.
25 years ago, holding in project with schools here. Three Gawler High School students recently applied and gained entry to the regional workplace project coordinated by Holden and local schools. Adam Stewart and Stephen Hill began their two-week training block last month and continued with another two-week block from June 18. The courses involve 4 weeks of on-the-job training, a first aid certificate, SACE units, and the completion of Certificate 1 in Light Vehicle Management. And there's a photograph of Adam Stewart on the left being trained by Holden employer Peter Maloney on a spot welding function in the body shop. There you go.
Old skills that are probably barely used anymore now, especially we've got almost no industry in South Australia. So, 10 years ago, bulk billing services cut. Gawler's last remaining bulk billing medical service will be cut this weekend when the Liberal government changes its funding policy for after-hour services in 2016-17. General patients at Murray Street's GP Access After Hours, which is affiliated with GP Corps, will now pay between $10 and $20 to see a doctor when the government slashes funding on July the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
They still do bulk billing in Gawler.
Might still be referring to
after-hours bulk billing.
My doctor still bulk bills.
Yeah.
I haven't paid a fee for years, so. Well, that's it.
That is indeed it. Until next week, Kay.
Until next week, Jeanette. Always good to be here.
It is.
For all like so.